Blog Talk Radio. Talk Radio, and I'm Chocolate Lady 64, and I'm sorry I was running a little late today. I got caught up in another meeting, and you just don't know how I drove to get home. Okay, I had my husband set me up so that when I got here, all I had to do was to get in there. Thank you, honey. He's in his in the kitchen. Anyway, good evening. First of all, I would like to send off my prayers and blessings to all of the people who have been affected by the earthquake. That country is deserving of a renewed spirit in everything. I was hoping that there would be a possibility that I could go down there. It would have been nice. But I know that's not true because they've already said that they don't have any more room for anybody else. And if you're not down there part of a group or an organization, it's really not advisable for you to go down there. I really feel so sorry for those people. I really and truly do. And I'm praying that everything goes well for them. And I am going to give. I have the assets and the finances to give, so I am going to give to our local bank here that set up a fund for them, and I am definitely going to do that. Okay, tonight, as I said, we're going to talk about working for the federal government. And what I wanted to do was talk about job announcements. When you go on the USA job, called usajobs.gov website. If you've never been on it before, maybe a lot of people are familiar with it, but if you've never been on it before, I just pulled it up, and I'm going to try to explain to you how it works from what I know, okay? And a lot of the stuff is really easy because it actually has instructions on how to do everything. All you have to do is follow the instructions. Now, the page that I pull up, it's under the tab that says Search Jobs. And the first thing that comes up, and I'm looking at right now, it says Browse Search, and it's Browse Careers by Agency. You have a list of agencies. Then you have the openings, how many openings they have. And then it has agency in it. They have two categories of agencies and two categories of openings. Okay, for example, I'll say the first one is Agency for International Development. It has 31 openings. It's not telling me where they are, but that's how many they have in that department or agency. Broadcasting Board of Governors has 7 openings. Bonneville Power Administration has 10. Architect of the Capitol has 19. Commodity Future Trading Commission has 19 openings. Congressional Budget Office has 14. Consumer Product Safety Commission has 5 openings. Court Services and Offenders Supervision Agency, I think it's in D.C., it has 10. Department of Defense has 1,121 openings at this moment. Department of Homeland Security has 1,031 openings. So all of you out there who says that you cannot find a job, I am so amazed at these numbers. Department of Interior has 1,321 jobs. Department of U.S. Air Force has 1,291 jobs. The Department of Veteran Affairs has 2,164 jobs. Department of the Navy has 3,809 jobs. So people who are saying that there are not any jobs out there, I beg to differ. I really beg to differ. Okay. Now, those, when you're browsing careers by agencies, now, what we're going to do is the next category is browsing careers by U.S. locations. All right. Now, I'm going to start with California. Now, remember, these are federal government jobs. California has 1,169 openings in the state of California as of right now. This is daily updated on this website. So the numbers are not too far from where they're supposed to be. Let's find another large one. District of Columbia has 957 jobs available. Florida has 756 jobs available. Let's see another one on here. That has a big number. Maryland has 913 jobs available. Virginia has 1,231 jobs available. Texas has 732 jobs available. Washington has 462 jobs available. So New York has 335. New Mexico has 320 jobs available. So I'm trying to figure out, are you looking? That's just a question I'm asking. Okay, then it also browses careers by occupations. For instance, accounting, budget, and finance has 741 jobs. Business, industry, and procurement has 996 jobs. Education has 243 jobs. Inspection, investigation, enforcement, and compliance has 237 jobs. Information technology has 749 jobs. Engineering and architectural has 2,541 openings. Biological sciences have 1,266 openings. Management, administration, clerical, and office services have 2,235 openings. Medical, dental, and public health has 2,801 job openings. Trades and labor has 676. And social science, psychology, and welfare has 683. That's a lot of jobs out there, okay? Now, I understand sometimes those numbers can scare you because there's probably that many people looking for jobs. But don't count yourself and don't sell yourself short when it comes to these types of jobs. Now, it has on here the featured employer. U.S. Medical Army Command is a featured employer. The U.S. Army Medical Command has immediate openings for a variety of healthcare occupations. The jobs that are in demand at this moment, let's see what are jobs that are in demand right now. When I pressed on the jobs that are on demand, we have Department of Agriculture, Department of Navy, Engineering, Architecture, Social Science, Psychology, and welfare are jobs that are in demand at this moment, and they all are full-time jobs. Now, the next thing I did was, and I'm going to go back out, I'm going to go back to the first page where I was. We talked about the careers by agencies. We talked about the careers by the location, California, when I was mentioning the state, and then also by the occupations. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going into Louisiana because I'm familiar with Louisiana, and Texas is another one I'm familiar with that I'll go and look some time on. I'm in the Louisiana. I pressed, I went into the category that says Louisiana. I pressed on it, and I'm looking at the jobs. when you automatically go into this page, you're going to see on your left-hand side it says public or status jobs. The dot is filled in for public. You have the different cities. You have Alexandria, Barksdale Air Force. You have Baton Rouge, Eastern Louisiana, Fort Polk, Hammond, Houma, Lafayette, Lake Charles, Metairie, Monroe, New Orleans, Northern Louisiana, Oakdale, Shreveport, and then it says throughout Louisiana. That's the city because I picked the state. Those are the cities. Now, according to this, you have, I said 199 jobs, I think, for the state of Louisiana. But I'm going to pick one, and I'm going to tell you what it says on it. Okay, the tab that it automatically opens up to is detailed review, and it'll show you the closing date. It'll show you job summary, because up under job summary, you'll see the type of job it is. You'll see the agency, and then you'll see location, and then you'll see the salary, what it starts off at. Right now, at the Veterans Affairs Administration, which is here in Alexandria, it has a salary of $46,625 plus, and it's a staff pharmacist. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, let me give you the closing date while I'm looking at that. The closing date for this job is January the 14th, 2010. I'm just looking at this as an example. Now, it says this position is located in the pharmacy service at the Alexandria VA Medical Center. The incumbent will serve as a staff pharmacist in pharmacy service with full professional authority. Then I'm going to pull up where it says more at. Let me before we go there, I want to break it down to what is actually going to be on that job announcement. You're going to have a vacancy announcement number. Now, the vacancy announcement number is 10-027. Who may apply? The public. Anybody from the public sector can apply for this position. Pay plan. It is a GS-0660-09 target 11. Okay? It is appointment term is permanent. Job status is part-time. The opening date was 12/22/09, and we already talked about the salary. Now, I'm going to go in for more information on what they want. When I pull up more information, it's going to pull up the whole overview of the job. Now, at the top, it's going to say Veteran Health Administration. It's going to tell you the department that it's going to be in, which is Department of Veterans Affairs. The agency is Veterans Health Administration, and it gives you the job number, which I've already said, which is 10-027. That's at the top of the page. Now, it's going to say one tab says overview. Now, on that overview, it's going to tell me that the job is considered a staff pharmacist. It tells me the salary range, which is $46,625 to $73,329, and it's paid in U.S. dollars, and this is by the year, annual salary, that is to be determined by the Professional Standard Board commensurate with experience and education, okay? Then it says the series and grade, which is a GS, like I said before, 9, target 11. The open period for the job was Tuesday, December the 22nd, 2009, to Thursday, January the 14th, 2010, which means that job closed as of today. Okay, the position information is a part-time. You're not going to work no more than 20 hours per week, but it's a permanent position. The duty location is they need one, and it's got a one vacancy here in Alexandria. And it says who may be considered. Applications will be accepted from United States citizens and nationals. Now, we're going to talk about the job summary. This is all on the same page, and that's the overview. It says Central Louisiana is a place where all Louisiana comes together, from culture to food to music. Rich in history and surrounded by the Costanza National Forest, bikers, hikers, hunters, and nature observers find themselves in paradise. Surrounding colleges offer sports fans to opportunity to support intercollegiate athletics ranging from football to baseball to track and field within the Alexandria area. There are 6 18-hole golf course and 1 9-hole golf course. This position is located in the pharmacy service of the Alexandria VA Medical Center. The incumbent will serve as a staff pharmacist and pharmacy service with full professional authority, knowledge, and judgment, operating as a generalist with advanced level of responsibility and experience in all aspects of the total pharmacy operation. The VA Medical Center Alexandria location, Louisiana, consists of the medical center facility located on Highway, on Shreveport Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. The Alexandria VA has community-based outpatient clinics in Lafayette, Louisiana, serving Lafayette Parish and other surrounding parishes, and in Jennings, Louisiana, serving Jefferson Davis Parish and other surrounding parishes. The VA of Alexandria is categorized as a primary and secondary care facility. It is a teaching hospital providing a full range of primary care services with state-of-the-art technology and education. Okay? Now, I just read to you the overview. Okay, now I'm going to press the tab that says duties. Okay, this tells you what your duties are. I don't want to go read each and everything, but it basically is telling you you'll be active in such areas as outpatient pharmacy, inpatient pharmacy, and automated drug distribution system, procurement, consultation, stock control, bulk compounding, prepackaging, and storaging. The incumbent is assigned special reports, projects, and problem matters requiring an overall or specialized knowledge of the trends, problems, and other matters affecting the total pharmacy operation. And then it goes on and on and on. It's basically telling you what you're going to be doing when you apply for this job. Okay? Now, then I'm going to go into qualifications and evaluations. That's the next tab that you pull. Or you push. And it tells you qualifications required. And it's saying basic requirements are citizenship. You must be a citizen of the United States. Your education, graduate of a degree program in pharmacy from an approved college or university, is number one. This is dealing with your education. The degree program must have been approved by the American Council on Pharmaceutical Education or prior to the establishment of ACPE, has been a member of the American Association of Collegiate Pharmacy. Verification of approved degree programs may be obtained from the American Council of Pharmaceutical Education, and it gives you the street and the phone number. Then it says number two is graduates of foreign pharmacy degree programs meet the educational requirements if their degree is found to be equivalent to degree programs recognized by the American Association of pharmacy. It says this finding may be based on any following: A, a letter of acceptance into the U.S. graduate pharmacy program recognized by ACPE, B, written certification from the Foreign Pharmacy Graduate Examination Commission, C, a letter from U.S. college or university with a pharmacy degree program recognized by ACPE stating that the individual's foreign pharmacy degree has been evaluated and found to be equivalent to its bachelor or pharmacy degree. So, your license, it talks about, it describes what type of license you're supposed to have. And it says, in addition to meeting basic requirements, GS-9 staff pharmacists non-beyond the basic requirements, GS-11 staff pharmacist experience or education, completion of one of the following: the equivalent of 1 year experience at either the next two lower levels, or completion of a 6 year pharmacy degree or formal post-baccalaureate MS pharmacy, hospital-orientated degree program recognized by ACPE, demonstrated knowledge, skills, and abilities. And we will get into knowledge, skills, and ability, but I'm going to give you what this job announcement's knowledge, skills, and abilities are. Number one, ability to read, interpret, and apply complex written instructions. Number two, knowledge of professional pharmacy practices. Number three, ability to communicate orally and in writing. Number four is basic knowledge of pharmacokinetics, pharmacodynamics, pharmacotherapeutics. Number five is basic computer skills. Number six, ability to analyze drug-related medical problems. Number seven is skills in preparing sterile products. And number eight is knowledge of standards relating to distribution, and control of scheduled and non-scheduled drugs, including research and investigational drugs. This includes but is not limited to those established by the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, Food and Drug Administration, and Department of Veterans Affairs, the State, Territory, and District of Columbia, if appropriate, and the Joint Commission of Accreditation of Healthcare Organizations, JACO. Okay, those are the skills, knowledge, skills, and abilities, and they're called KSAs. It also keeps iterating, you must be a U.S. citizen to qualify for this position. How will you be evaluated? It says you will be evaluated to determine if you meet the minimum qualification required and to the extent which your application shows that you possess the knowledge, skills, and ability associated with this position as defined below. When describing your knowledge, skills, and abilities, please be sure to give examples and explain how often you use these skills, the complexity of the knowledge you possess, and the level of the people you interact with, the sensitivity of the issues you handle, et cetera. And like I said, we just read, what the knowledge, skills, and abilities are. That's what they're going to determine to evaluate you with. Does not guarantee that you'll get the job, but that's what you can be evaluated. Now, down at the bottom, it has three different tabs. It has print preview, email to a friend, or save this job. Most of the time, I will print preview mine and pull it out so I can sit down and actually break it down and look at it. Now, down at the bottom, where you need to send it to. When you're sending in your applications, they're going to have particular people in places to send it to. Now, this one says send it to Department of Veterans Affairs Human Resources, P.O. Box 69004, Alexandria, Louisiana 71306-9004. That's where. And if you have questions, it gave you a question, and it actually gave you a person's name, which her name is Lisa Smith, and her phone number is 318-466-2258. If you have any questions, that's the person you can call, which most of the time I can get in contact with anybody that's on the bottom of that, and any questions that I usually have, they can answer it. Now, that was the tab for qualifications and evaluations. Now, the next tab you will touch is benefits and other information. This breaks down where your benefits come from, and actually it takes you to different websites that you can go to find out about your life insurance, your long-term care. New employees are automatically covered by the Federal Employees Retirement System, FERS, okay? And it just breaks down and has websites to go to get that information. Other information on here, it says you must submit all required information by the closing date. If materials are not received, your application will be evaluated solely on the information available, and you may not receive full consideration or may not be considered eligible. The materials you send with your application will not be returned. If you fax your application, we will not consider it. Send only those materials needed to evaluate your application. Please do not place your application in a notebook or binder. Now, you need to make sure that you are very, very careful to do exactly what they say. If you don't want your application to wind up in file 13, you need to pay very, very close to attention of those particular instructions, okay? The last tab is how to apply. It says how to apply. You may hand deliver or mail your application to the address listed below so that it will be received by the closing date of the announcement. You must submit a resume. We encourage you use the USA Jobs Resume Builder format to speed the application process. You must submit a VA Form 10-2850C application for associated health occupations. You must address each KSA, knowledge, skills, and abilities. Please use plain or bond paper to address each KSA. It's best to do it on paper like a resume. To answer so it can be clear and concise, and when they read it, they can read exactly what they're asking for, okay? You also must submit a Declaration of Federal Employee, which is a OF-306 form. Failure to submit this form will result in you not being considered for the position. You must submit a copy of college transcript. I can't even talk. Transcripts and a copy of your certification. If you are applying as a veteran, you must submit a copy of your DD-214 showing the type of discharge, and if you are disabled, you must also submit a copy of your disability letter within 1991, with dated, it has to be dated within 1991 or later, and a standard form 15, which is application for a 10-point preference, veteran's preference. Because I am a disabled veteran, I have to always put with my applications a DD-214. I have to put the SF-15 in there. I also have a letter that's stating my my veteran's preference that's dated no later than 1991. I'm sorry, dated within 1991. And with those three sheets, I always make sure I have those three sheets with my applications. If you are current or formal federal employee with reinstatement eligibility, you must submit a copy of your last notification of personnel action, which is a SF-50, showing your position, title, series, grade, and eligibility. That's only if you've already worked in the federal system already and you're just basically transferring to another job or another area. Okay, forms may be downloaded from the following website. Those forms that I just mentioned to you, your DD-214, you can't download it. You need to already have that. But the application for the standard form SF-15, you should be able to download it. That letter, you have to send away for that letter that goes with that because that's not going to be on the website. But the other forms that you need will be on the website. Agency contact info, again, it's Lisa Smith, and I told you her number, or you can write them. It says what to expect next. Once your complete application is received, we will conduct an evaluation of your qualifications and determine your ranking. The most highly qualified candidate will be referred to the hiring manager for further consideration and possible interview. We expect to make a selection within 30 days of the closing date of this announcement. You will be notified of the outcome. Okay? And again, on the bottom of that page, it tells you who to mail everything to, and it tells you who to call. So, to me, I like the way USA Jobs is set up because they give you everything you need. You just have to follow those instructions to the T. Do not make up nothing. Do not add anything extra in there. Okay? Now, that was one job we talked about. Let's go back and let's check out another job, okay? Always pay attention to the closing date. Make sure you always pay attention to that closing date. That closing date is very, very important. Let's see. You guys got to help me stop using the word because it's not good. When I go back and listen to my shows, is something I have to get rid of out of my vocabulary because it's not real good. It's not professional, that is. So let's see what else I can talk. That's like a heavy-duty job. Let's find a simple job. I don't want to say simple, but a job that doesn't require a lot of skills. Let's try an administrative assistant. This job will close on January the 19th, 2010. Excuse me. And it's located at the Army Installation Management Command, and it's at Fort Polk. Starts out at $12 an hour. Civilian employees serve as a vital role in supporting of the Army's mission. They provide the skills that are not readily available in the military but crucial to support military operations. Okay, the vacancy announcement for this job, it says it's a SCNAFEP 100002, which I have no idea what that is, who may apply, also goes back to the public. It says the pay plan is an NF-0303-02-02. I have no idea what that is. Okay, it says an appointment term is intermittent, which means it's not permanent. Job status is also intermittent. And it says opening date is January 13, 2010. And the salary range is from 12 to 12 dollars an hour. And I think this is an hourly thing. Let's pull it up and see what it consists of. Okay, my overview says as an administrative assistant, like, let me go back up to the top where it says it's for the Department of the Army. The agency is Army Installation Management Command. The job announcement is SCNAFEP 1000002, and that's going to be at the top in your right-hand side. The agency's name is going to be on the left-hand side where it says Army Installation Management Agency. It says salary range from $12.39 to $12.39 an hour. Again, tells about the series and grade, which is NF-0303-0202. It says the opening period is Wednesday, January 13th. The closing is January 19th. Position of information is flexible. Duty location is at Fort Pope, which is in Fort Pope, Louisiana, which is in Leesville, Louisiana, sorry, which is an Army installation. Okay, challenge yourself, be an Army civilian, go Army. Civilian employees serve as a vital role in supporting the Army mission. They provide the skills that are not readily available in the military but are crucial to support military operation. The Army integrates the talents and skills of its military and civilian members to form a total Army. And it says organizations DFMWR-CYS, Army Wounded Warrior Child, Fort Polk, Louisiana. I have no idea what that is. About the position, provides administrative support, including typing, word processing, mail preparation, copying, distribution, telephone calls, and travel orders for CYS personnel. Using office automation equipment and word processing software, prepares a variety of correspondent memorandums, briefings, and daily activity, and other reports requested. Required for day-to-day operation. Refers to agency regulations, flip charts, dictionaries, and other typical office reference material to ensure proper format, grammatical accuracy, and correct spelling. Maintains records, files, statistical data, and suspense. Maintaining leave records and time and attendance records. Prepares invoices, supply, and equipment requests. Use email to send and retrieve messages, understands and articulates policies relating to patrons, fees, waiting lists, and program events, perform other duties as assigned. Ah, that's a lot of work for that administrative assistant, okay? Key requirements, always remember you have to be a U.S. citizen. At the bottom, again, you'll have this information. You want to print preview, email it to a friend, or save. It says you can send this job... it's got something else about that. To NF, you can send your application to NAF, Human Resource Office, and it gives you an address. And then it also has Civilian Personnel Advisory Center, gives you a phone number. This doesn't give you a person's name. It gives you a phone number that you can call. Excuse me. It talks about the EEO policy. Talks about the EEO policy statement, reasonable accountability accommodation policy statement, veterans information, and legal and regulatory guidance. And it has a control number, which is 1782078, okay? Next, you have your duty tab, and it tells you what your duties are, okay? Let's see what the K is. Qualifications and evaluations is the third tab. Skill in operating manual electrical typewriter, which we don't use anymore, and current automation system and software, Microsoft Words, PowerPoint, Excel required. Must be able to type 40 words per minute, knowledge of grammar, spelling, capitalization, and punctuation, composition techniques needed to accurately type a variety of material from written sources or voice recordings, knowledge of format forms, typing policy and common terminology of program for which the work is to be performed. And it goes on and on, and let's see. When most of the time you have to, what I did was do a test, a self-test. There is a website you can go to that you can take typing tests on and get graded on them. And once you do that, you can print it out and sign it. And you can put that with your application, letting them know that you can type 40 words per minute or more. It also has other qualifications. They have to do a medical examination. This one, I don't think this one has KSAs on it. They're indicating a lot more. I don't see KSA, but it does tell you what you need to require to show. You have to show your Social Security card. You have to you're required to get direct deposit. Make sure you include on your on your application the announcement number on each sheet that you say with your resume. You can put the announcement number on your resume. You may claim a military spouse preference. Applicants claiming veteran preference must clearly show an entitlement to such preference on the resume supplemental data submitted. That's the extra stuff that you're submitting with your application, which is your DD-214 and all that other information we discussed earlier. All of that has to be included. It says failure to provide all the required information as stated in the vacancy announcement may result in an ineligible rating or may affect the overall rating. So that is very important that you have that stuff. You have all those papers and everything that is needed in your packet. Okay? Let's see. They also tell you about your benefits. They have a list of what your benefits will be. And how to apply is the last part. It's always the last part on these tabs. And, I mean, you cannot find any better way to fill out an application when you have everything right there in front of you. All you have to do is follow the instructions. And believe it or not, those numbers that are at the bottom of each page that tell you who to contact, if you have any questions, please make sure you're contacting these people and talking to them and asking them questions so that you know that when you send your package in, you have everything you need, okay? I promise you, I've had to do it. I've not gotten chosen for those jobs because that was a while back, but I did it. I called. I asked them, what do I need to do? Am I doing this correctly? I have this. And sometimes, and it's not all the time, it might say that you can't fax, but majority of the time, if you talk to them first before you do your application, you ask them the questions, they will work it out with you. There was one particular job I put in for, and I informed them that I was from another agency, and I was able to fax all my information into him. And I kept calling him to make sure he had everything, and he did have everything. Very nice, very pleasant. I really enjoyed the idea that I didn't have to hear answer machines and voicemails and leaving messages. They actually talked to me. So I'm not saying that happens in all instances, but I was blessed that time, and they really helped me out. So keep that in mind when you're filling out these applications, okay? Let's see. And each page is going to always at the bottom have the same thing, and that is the USA jobs. You can also set up your own profile on here with these jobs. You can set yourself up in here as a member by logging in and getting your password and setting up your own. It has a resume builder on there. You can put your resume on there, and any job that you see you want to apply for, you can automatically click on your name, go into your profile, and click on and remember what the job announcement is, and you can automatically apply for that job without even going through that process. But the extra paperwork, the supplemental paperwork that you have to send in, you'll have to go ahead and send that in, and they'll make sure it gets with the job now. But you have to make sure you have your packet already, your application and everything already taken care of, and then it'll connect. They'll make sure it gets to your package is what I'm trying to say. It has an information center. It has a veterans area, different forms, and it also has an employer services up there to help the employer who's looking for employees and how to match them up. So USA Jobs, I think, is a wonderful place. Not everybody gets picked from these jobs because there's so many out there and there's so many people looking for jobs, but I'm telling you, to me, it's a great it's a great experience for me to go on there because it basically tells you exactly what you need to do. And if you have a problem with comprehending stuff, simple stuff, then maybe USA Jobs is not for you. Maybe you need to go in another way. And I'm not being discouraging. I'm just saying if you feel comfortable filling out applications in a different way or on a different site, I use USA Jobs because I am a veteran. I do work in a federal facility, and everything I'm going to need is going to be in there for me for right now. There are other federal websites you can use, but this is the main one I use. Okay? Now, keep in mind, you don't necessarily have to work for the federal government. You have state governments that also have this type of set up for you. Okay, and I'm quite sure they have numbers you can call to get the information from. A lot of them require you to take tests, so you have to be familiar with that too. Let's see, what else can we talk about dealing with my USA Jobs? Let's see here. Next, I want to talk about, and let me see what my time is because I don't want to keep talking about the same thing. I want to find out. Okay. The next time we meet, next Thursday, 8 p.m., we're going to discuss KSAs. And the reason why I want to discuss KSAs, because they are very, very important. And what I'm going to do is, and I'm going to read it so that you can understand what I say when I say KSAs. Whenever you're doing your KSAs, it has to be on a separate sheet of paper. You can't put it along with your resume, the same sheet with your resume. It has to be on its own separate sheet of paper because there's a certain way that you have to have it filled out in order for you to do it. It's a format that you have to use whenever you're doing KSAs, and they're going to look for that. And that just to show if you're actually following their instructions on what they're asking you. So we'll talk about knowledge, skills, and abilities. Now, keep in mind, not all of these jobs are going to ask for that, but most jobs that are dealing with the federal government, when it comes to certain departments and agencies, they're going to want those KSAs. So make sure when you pull up USA Jobs that you look in there and you look at the job descriptions, you see how to apply, see what the qualifications and duties are, and make sure you're paying attention to that, and make sure you're reading those KSAs correctly. If you have to keep reading them over and over again, just keep on, and then take your time and actually explain, do exactly what they're asking you to do. Explain to them each and every different KSA that they're asking for you. Knowledge, you can interpret something. Tell me how, when, and I'm going to show you how to fill that out. I did something at work to help somebody or help anybody who needed help with applying for a position when it came to the KSAs, when it came to the PBI panels. And we're going to talk about the way the federal government, certain departments and agencies in the federal government do interviews. They're called performance-based interviews. They're not like other interviews. The majority of the time, they're paneled interviews. So you're not just talking to one person. You're talking to a panel of people. Sometimes it's two people. Sometimes it's three. Sometimes it's four. Sometimes it's five. And I'm going to explain that to you on our next show. I'm going to try to get it in on the next show, how important it is for you to do. And the reason why I'm bringing it up, because I do PBI panels at the agency I work for, federal agency that I work for. I'm also the union observer. So I can sit back and watch the way a interview is conducted to make sure everybody equally are being asked the same question. Each interviewee is asked exactly the same question and giving the exact correct time that other person got. So we'll talk about performance-based interviews. We will do a performance-based interview, and I want you to understand why it's so important for you to know how to do one. We've got to be good with that, and I see why a lot of people don't get hired. I'm not no perfect person on interviews. okay? I've done well on interviews. I can improve, and I love the idea that I do get picked to do these, to do these PBI panels, because then I can see if I make those mistakes, how it sounds if I do it. So it's a good way of understanding and paying attention to how other people do interviews. So we'll talk about the KSAs and the PBI panels, because you need to know those when you're filling out a federal, when you're applying for a federal position. You need to know those. In certain agencies, they are required to do PBI panels, which is a performance-based interview. But I work for Veterans Affairs. They do performance-based interviews. Some facilities don't, some agencies don't, but a lot of them do, and you need to know how to answer those questions. So we will be talking about that. That's very important. Again, my heart, my whole soul goes out to the people in Haiti, and I'm hoping you guys all are trying to do something, and I know I am. I've already made my mind up. I am going to try to do something for them. I want to send them money. They don't want clothes or something. They need money. That's such a beautiful country, and for it to be so poor for so many years, you know, it's an hour, according to what I heard today, it's an hour and a half away from Florida, and they're poor like they are. It's amazing. But I think God has them in there in his hand, and I really and truly believe that they're going to be taken care of. Because I know the Lord doesn't sleep or slumber. He knows what's going on at all times. And it's all about us being service to others. And I told you this year it's going to be a little different. We will be a service to others. I will be a help. I will be a hand to others. I'll be able to give encouragement to others. That's what I want to do, and that's why I'm spending so much time on doing this, because I want you guys to get a job. I want you guys to work. I want you to be productive, and I would love to see you in a job that you love to do. That would be awesome, too. So we will be talking about KSAs, and we will be talking about performance-based interviews. We will do a bad interview, then we'll do a good interview, okay? Now, you know how to hit me up. You can hit me up at sensible64@yahoo.com. You can also catch me on Facebook / Salita McCall. I have a website. SamanthaPlace.net. It's still in work. I got it up. It's on there, but it's not much on there because I really haven't been working on it. I've been doing everything, messing with everything else. But I will be getting back on it, and I have to update the information every day, which I'm trying to get accustomed to doing that. Plus, I'm very involved at work with my union. AFG, Local 1972, you guys, I hope you're out there. You hear me? I'm very involved in my union, and I love what I do because I love helping people. And I guess, too, it's a thing about wanting to be needed a little bit and knowing what I have is valuable to others. And it's not for me to sit up and be selfish with it. If I have the knowledge and the skills to do something, I'll go ahead and do it. If I have a way of helping people, I go ahead and do it. I don't mind doing it. In the midst of everything that I go through, I love what I do with that union. And that's what I love to do. I love fighting a good fight. And so you can hit me up on my webpage, on my emails, if you have anything you want to ask me before my next show. Please feel free to ask me. Once we get through with the segment, I'm going to try to get in contact with Dr. Johnson again. He did his second book, and I want to get him on to interview, so I'm going to work on getting him back on so that we can talk to him and discuss his second book so far. I want to say thank you guys for waiting patiently for me in the midst of me trying to rush home. Living out here in these woods sometimes can be rough. But I love it because I love the peace and quiet. trampling over my dog, trying to get to my computer so that I could talk to you guys. I love you guys. Continue listening. I'm hoping in my heart that I'm helping someone. I want you to love, I want you to live, and I want you to laugh in the reverse order, okay? I want to say good night. Enjoy the rest of the night for you guys. And please, please do a service to someone that's close to you or someone you don't even know. If you have any questions, again, and I keep saying this because I want you guys to write me. I want you to talk to me. I love talking, and I love for you guys to contact me. Sensible64@yahoo.com. I want to say goodnight, you guys, and see you next Thursday. Like I said, we'll be talking about performance-based interviews and KSAs in the reverse order again. Good night. I love you guys. Bye-bye.